Will members of the Senate please vote to signify their presence? Has any member failed to vote? We do not yet have a quorum. We will stand at present just for a second here. Will members please stand for the invocation by the by Bishop Michael Warfel of the Roman Catholic Church of the Diocese of Juneau?
Let us pray. Almighty and ever-creating God, with the breaking of dawn and the beginning of each new day, you renew our spirit and our energies. You give us life to live and invite us wisely to steward the gifts you have given us. May we seek always to do your will. At the beginning of this legislative term, bless these senators with your guiding presence. May they be filled with your wisdom as they strive to serve the people of Alaska. And may any self-serving interests be put aside that the common good of all may be served instead. Amen.
Senator Green, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I can see, Senator Green, you're going to need some remedial work with the rest of us on this. We have established a quorum. Will the secretary please certify the journal? Senator Phillips.
I move that we spread the prayer on the journal.
Is there objection? With no objection, the prayer has been spread upon the journal. Will the secretary please certify the journal?
I wish to certify the correctness of the journal for the first legislative day.
Senator Taylor.
Sent the journal for the first legislative day be approved as certified by the Senate secretary.
Is there objection? Hearing no objection, the journal has been certified. And next brings us to the introduction of guests. Are there guests for introduction? Seeing none, that brings us to messages from the governor.
There are no messages from the governor today, Mr. President.
That brings us to messages from the House.
There are no messages from the House.
That brings us to communication.
Reports received in the Office of the Senate Secretary, Long-Term Care in Alaska, from Karen Perdue, Commissioner, Department of Health and Social Services, the Debt Retirement Fund Summaries from Wilson Condon, Commissioner, Department of Revenue, according to AS 3715-170, Certification of Capital Reserve Funds Retirement from William Schnell, Executive Director, Alaska Industrial Development Export Authority, according to 4483-110, Permanent Fund 1996 Annual Report, according to 3713-170, Municipal Bond Bank Authority Certificate Reserve Fund Annual Report, from the Executive Director of the Alaska Municipal Bond Bank Authority in accordance with AS 4485-270, State of Alaska Comprehensive Annual Report, fiscal year ended June 30, 96, from Department of Administration in accordance with AS 3705-210, in a Senate Concurrent Resolution 278 from the State of Michigan, Alaska Science and Technology Foundation 1996 Annual Report in accordance with AS 3717-090, and those are all the communications this morning.
Thank you. Reports of standing committee.
There are no standing committee reports this morning.
Report of special committees.
There are no special committee reports.
Introductions of Senate resolutions.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 7 by Senator Phillips, supporting continued funding of the Alaska National Guard Youth Corps Challenge Program.
I will give that a state affairs referral. Introduction of Senate bills.
There are no Senate bills this morning, Mr. President.
At this point in time, I'd like to correct a mistake that was made in the referrals yesterday. In Senate Bill 31, I'd like to the referrals to read Community and Regional Affairs, Resources, and Finance. And on Senate Bill 42, I'd like to give a judicial referral of Resources, so it will read Transportation, State Affairs, Resources, and Finance. And on Senate Bill 45, I'd like also give a additional referral to Resources, so the referrals will read Community and Regional Affairs, Resources, Judiciary, and Finance. Senator Duncan.
The titles of those bills read, just so we can know what they are.
Certainly. Madam Secretary.
Senate Bill 31, Supplemental Land Grants to Municipalities, Senator Torkelson sponsor. Senate Bill 42, Fiscal Operations and Land of the Railroad, requested by Legislative Budget and Audit Committee. Senate Bill 45, Statehood Act Land Selection and Conveyances, Senator Adams sponsor.
Thank you. Brings us down to consideration of the daily calendar.
There is no daily calendar today, Mr. President.
Brings us down to unfinished business. Senator Taylor.
I'd move and ask unanimous consent publication and notice requirement be waived on a citation.
Is there any...
I wanted that brought up under unfinished business.
Is there any objections to the waiving of the publication notice? The
citation is in memoriam Robert Atwood, and then I would ask that citation be taken up as a special order of business at this time.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Senator Taylor, move the citation.
I move and ask unanimous consent for the approval of the citation.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. The citation has been approved.
Senator Moore?
Senator Taylor?
If I could, I would ask that we all stand and that we have a moment of silence in honor of this rally.
Please stand, please. Thank you, Senator Taylor. Any other unfinished business? Senator Sharp.
President Miller, I would ask unanimous approval to be excused from the call of the Senate for January 16th to early plain time, Friday the 17th.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, Senator Sharp, you have been excused on those dates. Any further unfinished business? Senator Kelly.
President, could I be shown a present?
Thank you, Senator Kelly. I believe you have been shown a present. Senator Halford.
Move and ask unanimous consent to be excused on Friday.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, Senator Halford has been excused on that date. Senator Lehman.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the chair on Friday to attend the Atwood Memorial Service.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, Senator Lehman, you have been excused on that date. Senator Donovan.
I'd make the same motion, Mr. President.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Senator Donnelly, you have been excused on that date. Any further unfinished business? Seeing none, with that, we bring this down to announcements. Is there any announcements? Seeing none, Senator Pierce.
Thank you, Mr. President. Two announcements. First of all, on Wednesday, all day, Lori Cameron, who is Executive Director of the Energy Council, Alaska is one of the 10 member states, is in Alaska. She is in Juneau tomorrow. She has appointments with some of you who have served or are serving on the Executive Committee of the Energy Council and also who have resource interests in the legislature. But if any of the rest of you who haven't yet been contacted about an appointment would like to meet with Lori, feel free to call our office and we'll set something up. And at 3:30 tomorrow afternoon, she will be doing an overview of the Energy Council and what it does for Alaska in the Farron Camp Room. That's at 3:30, and everyone, members and staff, are invited. In addition to that, Mr. President, I would just please call everyone's attention. The Finance Committee will begin meeting this Thursday, the 16th, at 9 a.m., and on the 16th, we'll have the state revenue forecast in the Senate Finance Room. We'll begin our overviews Thursday. They'll run for the next 2.5 weeks. I would encourage all members of the Senate who have an interest in the budget to come and sit through the overviews with us. Feel free to join us at the table.
Thank you, Senator Pierce. Also tonight, I believe the City and Borough of Juneau has their annual legislative welcoming, and Senator Duncan, do you have the times on that?
I believe it's 5:30 to 7.
Thank you. They always do a great job, and I know that this year will be no exception to that, so I would encourage everyone to attend tonight. They always do a fantastic job. At the Centennial Hall, yes. Are there any further announcements? Seeing none, special orders. Seeing no special orders, Senator Taylor, would you recess us until 8 o'clock?
I move and ask unanimous consent to set a stand.
Senator Mackey.
Thank you, Mr. President. I was waiting to see if anyone else. I would request permission to speak under special orders to remember Bruce, Trooper Bruce Heck.
Is there any objections? You have the floor, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just wanted to reflect. I don't have any prepared remarks, but I wanted to remember Trooper Bruce Heck, who we all know died in the line of duty this last week. Trooper Heck was a personal friend of mine, having gone through the academy with him in 1981, also having worked with him in law enforcement in Ketchikan when he was stationed down there. The state suffered a great loss. Early on, Mr. President, the indications were that perhaps Trooper Heck may have had a heart attack during a time that he was arresting a suspect, as we all know the circumstances. I talked with Commissioner Audie today of Public Safety and the Colonel of the Troopers and others that were also very close to Trooper Heck, and it has been determined that Trooper Heck suffered a very violent death in the course of discharging his duties during a struggle with the suspect. And I don't know all the details, and I'm not trying to pass any aspersions, but many of the troopers, all of the troopers, many that were very close to him are reeling, as you might understand, Mr. President, right now. And I know that many members, if not all members of this body, are feeling the same. And I want to pass on my personal condolences and hopefully from other members here to his family, to his wife and his three children. Trooper Heck was an outstanding trooper and has served our state very, very well. And I'm going to be certainly, like others, watching the prosecution of that case very closely, and certainly wanted to put on the record that we are all feeling for his family and the other members of the state troopers that he served with.
Thank you, Senator Mackey. Senator Taylor.
I ask unanimous consent to Senate stand in recess until 8 p.m. this evening and meet in the House chambers for the purpose of a joint session.
Is there any objections? Hearing none, we are recessed until 8 p.m. tonight in the House chambers.
I ask unanimous consent that the Senate be adjourned until 11 a.m.
And if you don't object, and I don't object, we are adjourned until 11 o'clock tomorrow morning.